Now, the last chapter, chapter 14, here's a very wonderful chapter, by the way. Israel will be saved in the future. Listen to him. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. It's your sin that's caused you to go into captivity. Now, he says in verse 3, Assyria shall not save us. We'll not ride upon horses. Neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, ye are our gods, for in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. Imagine making something with your hand and falling down and worshiping it. Many men today worship their own ability, worship their brain, their intellect. They worship what they are doing today, what they're able to do. You're nothing in the world but a pagan and heathen when you do that. Now he says here in verse 4, I will heal their backsliding. They've been backsliding, slipping away from me. But God says, I'm going to heal them. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from them. Now I drop down to verse 8, one of the most wonderful verses, I think, in the Bible. Listen to this. This is a victory song. Ephraim shall say, that's future, what have I to do anymore with idols? I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. God's finally going to win. Love is going to win. You see, he says to Ephraim, how shall I give you up? He said, oh, Ephraim, let him alone. He's turned to his idols. But there's a day coming when he's going to see that he's made a great blunder and mistake, and he'll turn back to me, and he's going to say, I don't have anything more to do with idols. I can't help but believe in this tragedy of sin, this drama of human life that's being enacted down here in this world today, that God's going to come out of it the victor. I believe that there'll be more people saved than there will be lost. That was the belief of Spurgeon. He'd say that many times. You and I have our nose pressed against the present hour. And you look around at the world today, and it's just that little flock the Lord Jesus talked about. And that's what he's calling out of the world. But in the past, he saved Nineveh, the entire population at one time. 100 years later, they had reverted to sin, and he judged them. And there have been great revival movements of the past. But in the future, the greatest turning to God is to take place. And of all times, it's during the Great Tribulation period, and the millennium is going to be a period of salvation, by the way. That's one of the things that's going to make it the millennium. God's going to win. Love will triumph. Our God is riding victoriously in his own chariot. He's the sovereign God, and God pity the man that gets under those chariot wheels. I don't know about you. I'm like Philip. Out yonder, I'm hitchhiking a ride with him today. I want to go along with God. That's the reason we invite you to get aboard the Bible bus, because we're going through his word here to find out how to stay in the will of God in this difficult day in which we're living. Until next time, may God richly bless you, my beloved.